Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I don't think we need the front of the Irish Independent to tell us that it's very expensive to live at the moment, but the Indo has got the calculator out and there's a £2,000 hole in our household budgets. Rising food, energy and health insurance prices, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford health insurance, are costing the average household close to €2,000 extra a year. 53% of people surveyed by the market research company iReach said their costs were up significantly, which essentially means that any sort of pay rise some people may get is completely blown away by this increase in household costs, or indeed any increase you may have got in the budget kind of didn't matter now because of the rising prices to live at the moment. The Irish Times on the front page has a survey which shows that support for the Republic remaining a member of the EU remains strong. So Irish people still want to stay in the EU, but fewer than half of all people believe that the EU is moving in the right direction. Migration essentially is the single greatest concern among voters, those people who think that the EU is moving in the wrong direction. Almost a third of people believe immigration control issues are the reason they believe that the bloc is moving in the wrong direction. Asked about where the EU's performance is weakest, almost half of voters cited the area of migration. That was a survey done for the European Movement Ireland, which is a pro-EU think tank. But 82% of people favour our continued membership of the EU. Now, back in 2019, that figure was at 93%. But that was at the height of Brexit negotiations, obviously. Now the figure is at 82%. Irish Daily Mail: off-duty Garda who had been drinking with colleagues drove car at 109 kilometres per hour and killed hurling coach in hit and run. A former inter-county hurler and coach was thrown 34 metres through the air when he was struck and killed by an off-duty Garda driving at more than twice the speed limit. This all came out at the sentencing hearing, which heard that Michael Ball, who has since resigned from the force, had been drinking with colleagues before getting behind the wheel, and he drove off following the incident in the early hours of St. Patrick's Day 2024, leaving 45-year-old Niall McEnany lying on the pavement with catastrophic injuries. And the victim's widow, Grace Martin, is quoted on the front of the Irish Daily Mail: "You are no hero, you are a coward." That is what Grace said about the Garda Michael Ball. The Irish Sun goes with the Hanta virus ship again on the front page, which they are saying, they're calling it a killer rat ship, if you don't mind. "Trapped on killer rat ship" is the headline. "Passengers are not yet allowed to leave a cruise ship ravaged by a killer rat virus." Now they're taking off some of the sick people, sending them to the Netherlands, and it looks like then the ship will be able to move on to the Canaries, and hopefully people will be able to get off. Although I was listening to an expert on The Hard Shoulder last night with Kira and Shane, and he was kind of saying that the quarantine period is quite long, and maybe it would be optimistic to think that you're getting off the ship anytime soon. But for those people involved, it's quite difficult. I mean, it's difficult at the best of times to be in a ship cabin, and never mind when it's like this and such a tense situation on board. Irish Daily Star: Don Trump. Rivals say loaded monks like US President as he calls for Somalis to be interned. The papers are obsessed with this story. Basically, comments made by Jerry the Monk Hutch, who says Somalians in Ireland should be interned, and now he's being described as Donald Trump, or something out of Donald Trump's playbook. There was a lot of coverage of that in the papers yesterday. I'm surprised to see it on the front page again today, but the papers love covering the monk. The I paper says millions face flight cancellations as jet fuel shortage deepens and Iran's ceasefire falters. And that's gas. All the experts you hear are saying, don't worry, all the airline bosses, don't worry, flights will still go ahead. And then we've headlines like this, that millions could face flight cancellations. The I is an English paper, so they say that Britain is set to be among the countries hardest hit by jet fuel shortages this summer, and there are warnings that airlines will cut millions of seats on flights this month and next. Staying with flying, the Times of London front page has Michael O'Leary on it, and they say for many the early morning airport drink is a crucial part of the travelling ritual, but Michael O'Leary says serving alcohol in bars before morning flights should be banned to try and tackle passenger behaviour. And Michael O'Leary says the problem is getting worse. Ryanair is having to divert at least one aircraft a day because of bad behaviour by passengers, and he reckons he could solve some of this if you stopped people drinking early in the morning. I have to say, I hate an airport pint early in the morning. I know people love it. I think it's all a bit performative. People want to do it to just stick it up on social media. But I think the idea of drinking a pint at 5 a.m. in the airport, certainly not appealing to me. I'm in the airport Friday morning. The last place I'll be going is to the pub in the airport, but I know lots of people disagree with that. In other news, inside the Irish Independent, the paper was leading with just essentially everything is more expensive. Inside the papers, we're told the cheerful news for your Wednesday morning that Ireland is now the most expensive country in the EU for electricity, because electricity prices rose again last year, meaning Ireland again has the highest household charges in the EU, and we're paying about €480 more a year for our electricity compared with the EU average. Also in the Indo, we are told about hospital parking charges. Car park charges at Irish hospitals have raised €73 million over the last 5 years. In 1 year alone, they raised €17 million. And the figure for 2025 is €10 million higher than what was earned in 2021. And all of this comes as we have news of a commitment in the programme for government to explore ways to reduce public hospital car parking fees. So actually, instead of reducing the fees are going up. And more than a year later, most hospitals are still charging a maximum daily rate of €10, and four hospitals charge far above that. St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin charges €17 a day for parking, and that's actually up from €16 last year. Finally, we have the office jargon that everyone loves to hate. This is in the I. Work jargon leaves people confused. Most people, 89%, wish their colleagues would just use simple everyday language instead of boardroom talk. And the things that annoy us the most are I'll ping you. I hate when I get that I'll ping you a message. Also KPI, key performance indicator, low hanging fruit, deep dive, let's connect the dots, put a pin in that. Here's one I've never heard of before. Let's whiteboard this. Can you clarify the ask? And as per my last email, they're the things that annoy us the most in the office. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.